Here's the question. God says, one church, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Why do people think one church is different than another? And then the questioner says this, I feel we all go to one church to receive the message no matter which church. Is that wrong? So there's a couple of questions here, and there's a couple of statements here. Let's try to think about the nature of the one church of the New Testament for a few moments. The passage is referring to, the questioner is referring to Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 4 through 6, where the Apostle Paul says this, there is one body and one spirit, just as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And so there's the passage that the questioner is referring to. Now, Paul clearly writes in verse 4 that there is one body, and that one body is the church. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23, he says, for the husband is the head of the wife, and then he says this, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. And so we learn three things here from this passage regarding Christ and the church. Number one, it shows that Jesus is the head or the leader of the church. And that's an important point to understand, because there are many people who claim Jesus to be the leader of their church, but then ultimately, when it comes down to what the Bible says, that is what Jesus says, they don't follow that revelation. And so, is Jesus really the leader of their church? That's the question that I want you to think about. So, first, it shows that Jesus is the head or the leader of the church. Second, it shows that the church is the body. And so, the body of Christ is the church, which belongs to Christ, the church of Christ. And then third, it shows that Jesus saves the body, that is, the church. And so Jesus is going to save the church. Now, given that there's only one body, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4, and that the body is the church, Ephesians 5:23, the implication is that there is only one church. And that's the church that Jesus built. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, Jesus says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Now that's Jesus' church, the church that belongs to him. And we need to be that church if we want Jesus to save us, if we want to be part of the body that Jesus saves, because he's the Savior of the body. Now also note this, that Jesus is the leader or the head of this one church, and he's its Savior. And so this means that Jesus will only save one church. And that's his church, the church that follows him as their leader. So these are important things to think about as we get into answering this question. Now the questioner asks this, why do people think one church is different than another? And the answer is that because they are. Because the churches are different from one another. And there's a lot of differences between the churches. Now today, as you go out into the world and as you meet with different leaders of different churches, quote unquote, you'll see that they will all try to emphasize the similarities. And that not too many of them will talk about the differences. But the differences are important. And it tells us whether or not that particular church is trying to follow Jesus or not. That is, whether or not that particular church is trying to have Jesus as their head or as their leader, or whether they're not. Now, I want you to think about some of these things. And we ask this question, which church is following Jesus as their head? Now, some churches teach that, and this is an example, that baptism is not necessary for the remission of sins. Okay? Some churches teach that. You don't have to be baptized to be saved. That's what some churches teach. But when you go to the Bible and you look in passages such as Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, where Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, The Bible clearly teaches that baptism is for the remission of sins. Now the question is this. Here's a church that doesn't teach that baptism is for remission of sins. And here's a church that does teach that baptism is for the remission of sins. Now which one is owning Jesus as their leader? Which one is saying, truly, Jesus is my head? The church that doesn't teach that or the church that does? Well, I submit to you it's the church that does. They're the ones who are truly owning Jesus as the head, as the leader of their church. Now here's another example. Many churches do not believe in having elders to oversee the church. So here's a church over here that says, we don't have to have elders to oversee the church. And that maybe they'll have a board of deacons or something like that. But they don't have any elders. Now here's another church over here that says, yes, we believe in having elders to oversee the church. Now we turn to the Bible and we look in passages such as Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, where the Apostle Paul says to the elders at Ephesus to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood, and that he's appointed them as elders to oversee the church in order for them to do that. And 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 through 2, where Paul says if anyone desires to be an elder, he desires a good thing, and then he talks about how the overseers of the church need to meet certain qualifications. Okay? So now the Bible says that churches need to have overseers or elders. Okay? Now here's a church that says, nope, don't need them, don't want them. Here's a church that says, yes, we've got to do what the Bible says and have elders. Now the question is, which church is owning Jesus as their leader? The church that says, no, don't need those elders, or the church that says, yes, we've got to have elders. Again, I submit to you, it's the church that says what the Bible says. That's the church that's really following Jesus. That's the church that's really owning Jesus as their leader. Now here's another example, maybe a more contemporary one, which more of us can understand. Many churches today, and they're growing more and more every single day, many churches today are saying that homosexuality is not a sin. And that's something that's okay. And people can be homosexuals and they can live in that lifestyle and they're not committing a sin. On the other hand, there are other churches that say, no, homosexuality is a sin and you cannot commit homosexuality if you want to be saved. The Bible talks about that in Romans chapter 1, verses 26 to 32, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, in verses 9 through 10, and makes it very clear that homosexuality is a sin, and that those who practice it will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, which churches are following Jesus as their head? Which churches are owning Jesus as the leader? The ones that say, hey, no problem, homosexuality, you can practice that all you want and you still go to heaven? Or the ones that say, no, I'm sorry, you cannot be a practicing homosexual and be a faithful Christian? Which churches are following Jesus as their leader? And I submit to you, it's the ones who say that homosexuality is a sin that are following Jesus as a leader. So you see, not all churches are the same. They teach different things. And because of that, there are many differences. And the question always comes back as to whether or not the church that is doing what is practiced in the Bible, whether that's the church that we need to be following or not. And I submit to you that that's the one we need to follow. The church that seeks to do everything according to what the Bible says. If we want to be the church that is considered to be the body of Christ, a church that is submitting to the headship of Jesus, to the leadership of Jesus, then we need to speak as God speaks. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11 says this, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So if any man speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. That's what we need to do in order to be the church that God wants us to be. So it isn't right that just going to any church will satisfy God. We need to go to the church that claims Jesus as its leader, as its head. And while all churches may make a claim to do this, not all churches really practice that. And we want to practice that. We want to follow Jesus as our head. So we need to do like the people of Berea. The Bible says these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. That's how we need to be. We need to search the scriptures to see whether the things taught are so. Now, if the Apostle Paul can say that about himself, then certainly that applies to me, and it applies to anybody who stands up here in the pulpit and preaches or teaches God's word. And we, that is the people in the pews, maybe I should say you, you need to search the scriptures to make sure that what I'm saying is right. And if it's not right, you need to call me down on it. You say, that's not right. And I'll say, okay, let's study that. Let's sit down and talk about it. Or maybe I'll say, you know what, you're right, I'm wrong. And you can correct me. And I'll be corrected. And sometimes I need that. So I'm thankful for everybody who does that. But search the scriptures to see whether things are so. We also need to follow the advice of the Apostle John when he said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits to see whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. And even Jesus said this. Listen to the words of Jesus. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15. We cannot just assume that all churches are going to be the same, and that anywhere we are going to go, we will find the church that we read about in the Bible. We need to be diligent, and we need to go to the church that is following Jesus as their leader, and this means to know and follow Jesus' teachings as they are practiced by the apostles in the scriptures.